areas of the Baruch Hashem, when I'm talking to God, I'm communicating with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, like if I'm just kind of whispering to myself opposed to talking to God, that doesn't feel like I'm doing the right thing. It's just kind of like a natural thing people want to improve at, beyond the obvious deep and important religious benefits, everything from schar to feeling close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to anava, recognizing he's the greatest. And there's a lot to talk about in terms of what tefillah does, both in terms of ourselves and what it does to us, as well as what it does in the larger picture and how it works. Fantastic, interesting, worthwhile topics to discuss, but not in our context. I wanted to give quickly 5 or 6 short eitzos and tips which will help us tachlis, davening with more kavana, doing a better job. Number one, it may sound like a silly point and a simple point, but see yourself as a good davener. When you identify with something, it just naturally comes out. And that's a yisod in general. If you identify and see yourself as a Ben Torah, you act that way. You identify yourself as a maspid, you find yourself in the base medrash more. You identify with yourself as a positive person, you just actually be a happy person, you smile more. A friendly person. However you identify yourself, it just naturally, subconsciously, you kind of grow into it. And on a separate note, and it's worthwhile deviating, even though I didn't really, that was a deviation in and of itself, it's a detour to a detour. When it comes to raising children, help cultivate an environment where they see themselves as frum, positive, happy, sincere, humble, positive, whatever the words are. All the wonderful needles that we should be all inculcating into our personality. Now is not the time to enumerate all of them. See yourself as a good davener. See yourself as a person who spends time davening, cares about davening. I see myself as a good davener. Many of us see ourselves as all sorts of things. One of those should be a good davener. Number two, I don't know how anyone can have kavanah on any level if you don't know the translation of the words. It's like the most basic Sheba basics. If it means get the transliteration sitter, get the transliteration sitter. If it means you have to have a seder in Perush HaTfilah, translating tefillah, have a seder in it. I don't think you need a 4-hour seder in that. But if you want to spend 20 minutes a day translating, section by section, I think it's a worthwhile thing to do. If you don't know what each word means, and more than just each word, each paragraph is about, if you don't know what Re'enav, Anyenav, Rivar, Ivenu, it's Geula, is that referring to Mashiach, is that a personal Geula, what's that talking about? Very difficult to have any sense of Kavan if you don't know what the whole bracha is talking about. What are the goals of the first 3 brachos? And again, there's 2 levels I'm talking about understanding. Number one is Mila b'mila, translation of the words. Number two is, what's the first paragraph about? When I'm done with Shevach, what are the ideas I was supposed to have thought? If I ask you, what's the idea of Rifa'enu or Slach Lanu? It's pretty clear we know what those are about. If you don't know what Ritzei is all about, if you have to summarize, what are we saying, asking for, thanking God? What is Ritzei all about? Give a title to each paragraph. If you don't have a title, ask me, ask a different Rebbe, ask somebody. What is Atogi Bor all about? What is Avos all about? What's the overall theme? There's 2 levels of Kavana. One that I'm talking about so far, we'll get to the 3rd level in a minute. One is knowing the translation of the words. No is knowing the themes of the paragraphs. And the last one is Dalef Nemiyat Ta'omed, recognizing that Hashem is the one you're speaking to, that you're communicating with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Those are all certainly important things. There's a whole Vart based upon the Rambam, it's Medrash, that, Eza hi avodah shebelev, zuhi tefillah. Right? Avodah shebelev, what's the makor? Is machlokas, we show him tefillah is daraisa. Not according to the Ramban, it's either midrabanan or it's only midaraisa at a real shasa tzorach, beis tzorah, shasa, who knows what. According to the Ramban, mitzvah daraisa to daven every day. And the Ramban has a pasuk, and the drash he makes is avodah shebelev. And that's what the Torah says. Don't ever use the word tefillah, use the word. Avoda, what's the last one? Right, exactly. No, that's not. Avoda Shini Baliv.
Yeah, that's it. No?
But later on, Bahafta is on the passage. It's from right afterwards.
No, there's any Bechol of Avoda, Maya Avoda Shini Baliv.
There you go, exactly. You take a look, it's Hilchas Rambam, Hilchas Tfil Aleph Aleph. Maybe I should have brought a Rambam to have read it inside. In any event, the Vard everyone says is that it's Ezi Avoda Shini Baliv. Is it really an Avoda? The answer is if you want to be successful at it. And this is a big, subtle, but important yisod. To daven properly requires energy. To daven properly requires patience. To daven properly requires focus. to daven properly, I'm going to say it again, because it's probably it requires emotional energy. You can't just kind of do it off the cuff. If you just start going, put yourself in autopilot, there's a good chance you'll end up having no kavanah and being like, yeah, there I go again. Did I even say what it said? You know, however, it requires emotional energy to daven properly. And I think one of the best ways to do it, there are two different ways I personally connect to tefillah, and I'm still trying my best to figure out the balance between the two, or maybe the integration between the two. For me, when I focus on every single word, I do a very good job. I'm not davening one Shemoneh Esrei. Right now I'm saying the word Hashiveinu. The next word I'm saying is Avinu. The next word I'm saying is Asar Secha. The next word I'm saying, etc. Now it's a lot longer. If you're not willing to invest in your tefillah, there's a good chance you will see the results of a person who does not invest. You have to slow down, absolutely. Every word. Now it could be you're not ready to every word from Moda'ani until the end of Aleinu. Okay, but maybe you want to start off with Shmoneh Esrei. You want to start off with four brachos with Shmoneh Esrei. You can take it one step at a time. Every word is an avoda. It's not just tefillah, every word. I want to have kavanah for this word, the next word, the third word. Personally, sometimes I shuckle to the word. If anyone's interested, if you watch me daven, you may catch it. Every shuckle is one word. Then I do a very good job of focusing on the words, but sometimes when I do that, I lose the larger picture of Dalef Nimiyat Olmi. Once I start thinking, I stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I stop shuckling, I stand still, and I just recognize I'm standing in front of God, and I kind of lose that rhythm of word, 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 and have, for me, it's almost like a struggle, so to speak. Maybe you experience that struggle, maybe you don't. Maybe what I'm sharing is just my own personal oddity, maybe it's reflective, I don't know. But when I'm shuckling to the words, I feel like every word I'm saying properly, but sometimes I lose that larger picture of like, Dalef Nimiyat Olmi. On a lower level, I realize it, but in that, you know. And it could be you have to balance that out. It could be you want to try shuckling more. I once had a Rebbe who said, try shuckling more, try shuckling a little, try not shuckling at all. And tell me how your kavanah goes. I don't know. But I definitely will tell you, again, number one, you got to know the translation of word by word. Number two is you got to know the themes of the paragraphs. And number three is you have to realize you're talking to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and that's just fulfilling another Maisa Mitzvah. Although Chas V'Shalom, Maisa Mitzvah shouldn't be just another one anyway. You know, the expression they say in yeshiva is if a person wants to learn Gemara quickly is to daven it up. And that's unbelievably heart-wrenching. Davening shouldn't mean just say things without any sense of understanding and depth. If you cannot get there, it could be just try to think of kashas on tefillah as like you're learning a hashkafa sefer. That's certainly not the best thing is talking to Hashem. But if that's the best you got right now, if that's the madrega you're at, you can't even muster up enough kavanah to say, well, you know what? Let me think if I could ask a kasha on Moda'ani. Then, think about it afterwards, ask Rabbi, come open up shot. I don't know, but at least if you see it as learning Torah, that's one step less than davening and learning Torah. But it at least gets you thinking. In any event, what else did I want to say over here? Kavanah for each word, and it's mamshin avoda, almost each word's an avoda. If you spend a few minutes beforehand preparing yourself, it's a worthwhile thing to do. Recognize you're about to stand in front of Hashem. Don't just kind of go right into it because it just facilitates autopilot. I would strongly encourage you to check your cell phones. You know, when you're davening, it's probably a good thing. The thing rings. Even if you think you can ignore it, turns out you open it up and you see who's calling. And then, you know, by the time you do that, you're two brachos later. You know, okay. One or two more quick tips. One of the chassidish rabbis used to tell us, chassidim, or so I was told, if you have a different thought in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, something that's perturbing you or bothering you, stop davening, think about the thought, and then finish when you're ready to daven. You don't have to squish this secular thought. You can stop, and when you're ready to daven, you'll stop. I do have to take care of something. What do I want to take care of? Good, good, good. Now I remember it. Okay, I'm ready to finish davening. I don't know if that works or won't work. You'll have to see, but I definitely believe the most missed, commonly unappreciated parts of davening properly, I'm going to reiterate them one last time, is the recognition that it requires energy, emotional energy, it requires focus. You can walk out of davening like, you know, almost more tired, drained, like it was just a workout, because you've sat and focused on each word, on each part, on each thing. And again, if you don't see yourself as a good davener, and if you don't say, I'm about to daven, that requires energy, that requires focus, that requires me to dedicate myself to what I'm doing. You have to be in the moment. I'm focusing on saying the paragraph right now of Olam Malshinim, right now of Eli Yerushalayim, right now of Shema Koleinu. Obviously, the balance of saying your own things, whether in Shema Koleinu at the end of, you know, by Yulareth and Imrefi, whether wherever you say their own things, obviously that's a wonderful balance. And Some people have an easier time davening with kavana for the things that they want. But it's the parts that Chazal instituted for us, where we struggle more, and that requires A, education to know exactly what you're talking about, and B, conscious effort to ensure that you're focusing on and trying to gain from it. Rabbi said, we should all be matzliach.
Thanks, Maga.
You're welcome.